Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, keeping the edge as a leader. Rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Think about your gifts, talents, abilities, and skills. Think about the opportunity you have now to exercise them in serving and impacting others on your life and career journey. We are here for such a time as this. After the victory, when we experience success, we tend to drift in practicing the disciplines that positioned us for more excellent works. Someone shared this quote with me today. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. How can we keep the edge as leaders? Associate with the wise and be wise. Encourage each other and challenge one another to remain steadfast and faithful in pursuing excellence in everything we do. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe, states Abraham Lincoln. Someone once said, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Skills, talents, gifts, and abilities are exercised like a muscle to build and grow and get stronger as we go. Great leaders are responsible. They believe in personal responsibility in all their relationships. They guard themselves against the enemy of complacency, doubt, and fear. They understand to whom much is given, much is required. I heard of 3 servants called before a great king. He was going on a trip and turned his money over to them. He gave 5 talents to one man, another 2, and another 1, based on their ability. Then he went on his trip. The first 2 servants worked right away, invested the money, received double returns on their investments. But the one who received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The first 2 gave excellent accounts of how they doubled the money entrusted to them. Well done, good and trustworthy servants. Since you've been trustworthy with a small amount, I'll put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's joy. The 3rd servant gave an account for his fear preventing him from acting wisely. Since I was afraid, I went off and hid your talent in the ground. Here. Take what's yours. His master answered him, "You evil and lazy servant. You know I expected more. You should have invested, and at least I would have received interest on my money. Throw this useless servant into the darkness outside. Take the talent from him and give it to the man who has the 10. The faithful one receives more and will have more than enough." Then the king shared the secret for keeping the edge as a leader. The final advice from the king, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write this truth deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. The king gives great insight from an ancient story for today's leaders, wherever you are, wherever we are on our journey in life and career. Keep the edge, Summit leaders. You are giving your best today. It yields the best for the days ahead of you. Believe it. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.